You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Stephanie Flashman of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties, and now opening this month Upstate Midtown in Kingston. The grand opening celebration on September 19th, 20th, and 21st features screenings of Orwell, 2 plus 2 equals 5, A Strange Journey, The Story of Rocky Horror, and Linda, Linda, Linda. Information and tickets at upstatefilms.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 12th. Local early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Red Hook to 63 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 63 degrees. Air quality will be moderate, pollen levels will be low. Might be foggy out there early this morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny today. We reach a high of 78 at 5 p.m. Overnight temperatures dip to 54 degrees. Regular room temperatures should be very easy to maintain inside. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 78 again, this time happening at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 58 degrees. Sunday will be cloudy with a light chance of rain all day long with a high of 79 that will linger for a bit after 3 p.m. Monday, probably not rainy with a high of 79 once again. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:15 a.m., high tide at 6:54 a.m., low tide again at 1:17 p.m., then high tide once again at 7:21 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 73 degrees and the tide strength is average. Sunset today will be at 6:59 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:28 a.m. That's right, those numbers are getting closer together. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 380 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted above 18 megahertz with an S1 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. To be on the safe side, let's say there are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 92, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a political assassination. We are celebrating 250 years of the founding of this great nation. We are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. The first one of those is life.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox calls the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk on a university campus a dark day for his state, a tragic day for the nation, and a direct attack on democratic values. Authorities continue to search for the shooter who struck while Kirk was engaging students in debate. One former Utah governor calls the shooting, quote, jarring, saying it cuts to the heart of a typically peaceful community. Several historically black colleges received threats and went into lockdown after Kirk's death. Purdue sociology professor Marcus Mann says consumption of media full of virulent rhetoric has made political polarization more extreme and potentially more violent.
That kind of us versus them mentality is incredibly compelling, and it's very powerful for fostering strong in-groups and making you feel part of a strong community. And we see media outlets gaining audience share through this kind of thing.
After the attempted assassinations of President Donald Trump, some Republicans blamed Democrats for calling Trump a Nazi. Democrats responded that many on the right even call vaccine and campus speech policies fascist. Trump himself described his political opponents as, quote, vermin, called them far more sinister than international enemies, and said they would have to be totally rooted out. Colorado officials say a 16-year-old student who opened fire at Evergreen High School was radicalized by an unnamed extremist network. Two classmates remain in critical condition. New York advocates are pushing Governor Kathy Hochul to call a special legislative session to respond to deep cuts from the federal tax and budget mega bill. Rebecca Garrard with Citizen Action of New York warned slashing Medicaid could overwhelm the healthcare system.
Hospital closures, healthcare staff, job losses. In the most immediate term, there should be emergency relief for rural hospitals and for the ability to maintain staffing.
The state faces a $3 billion shortfall from Medicaid to Head Start and SNAP. Advocates also want lawmakers to pass a long-stalled proposal to restrict cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration agents. A debate is brewing in Congress over the fate of barred owls. Wayne Pacelli with Animal Wellness Action says lawmakers are moving to review a Fish and Wildlife Service plan to shoot nearly 500,000 birds to protect an endangered species they compete with, the northern spotted owl.
If we don't stop it, it will be the largest slaughter of birds of prey that any government has ever initiated in the world. And we think it's inhumane, it's unworkable, and it has a price tag of $1.35 billion.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Good news for a good planet. Plastic trash furniture. For the past few decades, plastic pollution has plagued the waterways of Indonesia, a country ranked among the world's top contributors to ocean plastic pollution. But where others saw trash, three local siblings saw opportunity. In 2020, in their parents' garage, the kids invented a floating barrier to capture plastic debris from local rivers. On the very first day, they collected 110 pounds of trash. 3 years later, they'd built 270 barriers and now run 80 eight sorting centers, their company, Sungai Watch, is funded by corporate sponsorships and employs entire villages to help with the cleanup. Through their sister company, Sungai Designs, they then upcycle that garbage into beautiful functional products. Their most popular chairs are crafted from 2,000 plastic bags. The bags are cleaned, shredded, and heat-pressed into durable sheets. Computer-controlled cutting machines then sculpt these sheets into precise panels, leaving no waste behind. As of early 2024, the company had cleaned up over 1,800 metric tons of trash, and they were just getting started. They're on a mission to clean the world's waterways, turning plastic trash into treasures. With every chair sold, they're one step closer to a cleaner, greener future for Indonesia and beyond. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
The Daily Yonder and Public News Service. This is the news from rural America. Enrollment at New Mexico's Navajo Technical University is at an all-time high, but funding for programs and facilities isn't keeping up. Now, Navajo Nation leadership is considering legislation to permanently increase the tribe's annual investment in students and tribal colleges from $12 to $30 million. President of the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, Anna Wake Rose, says tribal colleges, or TCUs, are chronically underfunded due to Congress's failure to meet binding obligations.
TCUs need to receive the funding that they need to do their job, and there should be as little barriers as possible put in place for them to be able to use those dollars at their discretion. Not one of our treaties has ever been fulfilled.
Rose says many tribal college buildings are in urgent need of repairs and updates. But because federal funding has narrow restrictions, many students take classes in buildings that need significant work.
There seems to be a constant pushback around the federal government allowing construction for tribal colleges. We have incredibly unsafe conditions based on construction needs.
On Maine's rural coast, oyster farming is going electric. Julia Tilton reports.
When the founder of Maine Ocean Farms starts his new all-electric work boat, the only sound is a quiet hum. Willie Leather's zero-emissions vehicle replaced one with a loud gas engine that polluted the air and water. For marine farmers like Leather's, it means caring for the environment and being a good neighbor.
Reducing noise and reducing on-site emissions is a goal of not only improving the workplace, but also improving our potential impact on the environment around us.
Leah Morris at the nonprofit Island Institute, which works with the farmers, says these early adopters are writing the industry's future.
It is putting the qualitative and quantitative data on paper and presenting the solution so that people can see how they can replicate it.
I'm Julia Tilton.
Ohioans concerned about clean water are hailing a favorable ruling on coal ash pollution. Last week, a federal judge upheld a 2022 Environmental Protection Agency decision that denied a coal plant operator more time to comply with coal ash pond regulations in rural Cheshire, Ohio. Attorney Gavin Kearney with Earth Justice says the operator was trying to avoid a costly cleanup, but the EPA's regulations enforce long-standing protections for rivers and drinking water.
You have to either remove the coal ash or take measures to get the groundwater out of it.
Coal ash contains arsenic, lead, mercury, and heavy metals that could end up in tap water. Environmental groups say it's a major win for Ohio public health and sets a national precedent. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
I love you when it's snowing. I love you when it's warm. I felt it growing in me, and now everything's gone. Head up. It's gonna get so much better. Like a figure.
miss all my friends at the temple bar. The ones who walk just half a block and the ones who travel far. A family like a lost and found. Blessed by Niles Canyon and the water from the ground. Charlie was from Tracy. He made all his money on pool. Hiding out from the children of God, he'd run out the clock on school. But one summer he just disappeared, and I heard that he'd driven up north. Sometimes you never see someone again, but you know just what they're looking for. Scholar of capital, paranoid but justified, slept in a sailboat hole, showed up late one night in his nightgown, called and saw his jailers in the country of company town. And you'll all crack up too, he said, it's all just a matter of time. Last I heard he was a forester, and he shut up all the demons in his mind. Properties, flying in a private plane. Leonard hasn't left at all, but I rarely ever see him around. I might catch a glimpse at the grocery store or picking up some dinner in town. The one time I caught a look straight in his eyes, there was no recognition at all. Like two old fish in an aquarium, seeing their reflections in the water. I miss all my friends at the temple bar. The ones who never moved away and the ones who traveled far. A family like a lost and found. Then the angels took it over and it burned right to the ground. Then the angels took it over and it burned right to the ground.